Good night.
Hello, sir.
I know, we just remarked upon that. A bit disappointed in myself, to be fair.
You could wait outside the door.
Well, they're pesky kids, you know. They just want something.
Good afternoon, everyone. We'll start off with Alan from Sky.
Hi, Sean. Can I just ask, how's the mini break been? Has it been a break? Any of the players feel
refreshed? I think somewhat the players got a bit of downtime. Staff as well, because staff work very hard here too. So, everyone seemed to come back in good shape and ready to take on the next challenge.
Bit of a rarity now, isn't it? 10 days between matches for top-flight football.
Well, it certainly was through December. I think this one was probably worthy for us, you know, to give the lads a few down days.
How's the current situation then, having looked at players during that break period? Can we expect anybody back for this weekend?
Unfortunately, we lost Andre, so we're waiting on news on how long he'll be out, but very unlikely for this weekend. Excuse me. Seamus probably not for this weekend. Youngie got through a game last night, 75 minutes, which was good news, but probably not for the weekend. And obviously Duke's a bit longer term. So, unfortunately, the game's programmed eventually. Probably, you can't actually define it for sure, but somewhere down the line, these injuries often seem to be after a heavy game schedule. So that's the way it goes. But we will work with what we've got and continue and keep pushing forwards.
That's quite a number out, really, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, they've been good players recently and played very well for us. But those are the challenges, you know, when the schedule hits you pretty hard over the Christmas period and you're working with a pretty skinny squad with numbers, that's often the case, you know, it does sometimes come. And unfortunately, we were just literally on the cusp of getting everyone back fit and well, and then people go down again. So, yeah, it's a shame for us. But like I said, we've got plenty of good players who are willing, and it gives other people a chance and an opportunity, of course, to come into the side and do well.
Cup football again and home advantage. I think the players certainly demonstrated that attitude and desire to progress in the competition, having beaten Crystal Palace over two games. So, are you pleased with that?
Yeah, I think the attitude generally this season has been good overall. The cup games included, I think we've gone after all the games in the cups to try and win. We'll do that again for sure. Good in the last round against, you know, a good Palace side. Can be very awkward, particularly away, working hard on the counter, got some good players on the counter, and we delivered a performance without being at our best, but a performance that can win. And that's what the players have been learning to do this season. I think beyond just performing, it's that ability and that mentality to win in tight games, and we've come out on top of that one. We want to do that, if needs be, of course, again on Saturday.
Does it help that it's Premier League opposition in a strange way? I know you've got home advantage as well.
No, I think it's... Cup games are different. I mentioned that in the last round. They bring a different feeling. It's about the mentality to take the challenge on. I think that's growing here, as I've just referenced. So we want the players to be clear-minded to take this one on.
Luton have demonstrated themselves. They've really got a fighting spirit of their own, and they have won at Goodison this season. What have you made of them since that win, really?
Yeah, they're doing well. They're working hard. They've used the underdog spirit. I've been down that road myself many years ago when Burnley first got into the Premier League. And, you know, it's a kind of a, you build a mentality. It's still a long season ahead, of course, but they're going very well. They've made it clear they're up for everything, and they keep demanding from themselves. So, I mean, we've created a mentality here that is strong in the sense that we take no one for granted. We take no one lightly. All of the information that we're giving to the players, all the workload that we can get into them will be the same, whoever we're playing, to try and win a game.
Do you have one eye on Fulham, though, with it being so...
I think we've tried to always insist that the players focus on the next game in hand. We as a staff had to plan slightly differently when it comes to travel and all the rest of it. But actually with the players, the next one's the biggest game and the next one's the most important one. And whatever competition that's in, we've been trying to build that mentality, as I was just suggesting. And I think there's been signs of it, and clear signs of it this season.
I know we talked about this earlier in the season when there was a lack of goals, but it is just one goal in the last four games in all competitions now, and Dominic Calvert-Lewin hasn't scored in his last 14. Is that troubling you, concerning you?
No, I mean, I think if the goal that I think we were all surprised at Tottenham away, if that goes in, I don't think the story's the same. Or sorry if it went in, but if the decision's different, the story changes. The other thing is, I've always said it about strikers. You know, I was a defender, I used to mark them, and the ones that used to worry me is when they haven't been scoring and the next game comes around, because it will come their way. That's just stats and facts of football. So for every game that goes away, it gets closer. So, you know, I remind Dom of that. You know, it is coming his way and it will get closer.
So he's not over worried about it.
I mean, well, I'm sure he wants to score goals. I'm sure he wants to score goals. All strikers want to score goals, and so they should. But the work for the team is just important, and creating chances, being awkward to mark, opening up space for others. And then, of course, you want goals to come their way as well. So we're looking for him to score goals, and I'm sure he will.
A number of your players still being linked with a move away. It's the transfer window. It's inevitable, I suppose. Do the financial circumstances of the club mean that some may have to move?
No, certainly not what I'm aware of at this moment in time. Certainly nothing's been promoted to me with that thought. We want to keep all the best players here the best we can, and make sure we're trying, even though it's tricky circumstances, that's clear, trying to kind of at least manage the group that we've got and then build on it where we can if the right situation occurs, where they're at. There can be some form of getting a deal done, but obviously it is quite a difficult window. We've seen that not just for us, we've seen that with the amount of money spent compared to other windows, very, very low at the moment. I think it's circa 38, 40 million, something like that, which historically is very, very low.
If there are any incomings, would it have to be loan deals, Sean?
Well, very likely, I would suggest, yes.
Anybody in the frame in terms of positions?
Loads.
Positions,
lots.
That you want to strengthen?
Loads and lots.
All areas?
Absolutely.
Thanks very much. Good
Thank
luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. We'll go to Julie at Radio.
Excuse me.
Joel Virginia impressed in both the Cup games previous round. Does he keep his place for this one?
We'll wait and see. We'll talk about the team. This afternoon we'll talk more in depth with the staff. But he has done very well. We wanted to give him his opportunity. I think he's deserved that. We also wanted to give Jordan a break from him. He plays lots and lots, well, endless football, more or less, with the international scene as well. I think he certainly got a few down days last weekend, which is good for him. But we know he's a top keeper. But Joel's going along very well, and we've been very impressed with him in training. And I'm pleased for him as well as us that he put it, them kind of performances and his manner into the games.
Lewis Dobbin played well last night for the under-21s, and obviously he got his first goal against Chelsea earlier on in the season. Is he someone that comes into your thoughts for the Cup game? Is he around a starting place?
Yeah, I mean, he needed some minutes, and that was the thing with it, playing last night, and he did well. Chimitzi played as well. You know, these guys kind of fall in between the gaps a little bit, so we've got to make sure they're getting their minutes as well, make sure they continue to develop, literally, as in playing games, whilst we know they're developing with the training programme and the way they're working with the group. So certainly them type of players will be certainly in the thinking anyway, and certainly around the group.
With the amount of injuries now in midfield, with Decore and Andre now out as well, are you having to look at maybe moving people slightly out of positions?
Yeah, I mean, we've had to do that last season and this season, unfortunately, at times. I mean, not quite as drastic this season, but we have lost, you know, players who have been very good to us, and very good players and very important. But we've managed to find a way of still constructing the team to make it make sense. So we'll be looking to do that and putting a team out there that can win.
You said before that, you know, it has a bit of a different feeling in an FA Cup game. But obviously you and Luton are just a point and a place apart in the league, and it's the other end of the table. If you're higher up the table and then going into a cup game, can you make more changes?
I just thought we told them to move furniture just above it as we're doing the interviews.
Someone moving in or out?
I know, we thought it would be a really good idea if during the presser that they decide to move furniture constantly by dragging it along the floor upstairs. I don't know if they can pick that up on camera, but it's really loud in here, as you know. Yeah. So I just started to apologise for that, but well done you. Well thought out, yeah. Do it deliberately during the presser. It's really good.
So different feeling for the FA Cup, as you said before. Given though that the two teams in this game are at the bottom, you know, fighting it out near the bottom of the table, does it mean you still have the league in the back of your mind, and that is still the main focus because of the situation?
The league is still the main focus, of course, but that won't change, I don't think, because of the kudos and the power and the money and all of that. But like I've said, you know, it's not to do with misrepresenting these trophies. It's nothing to do with that. It's just sometimes there's stats and facts as a football business. We still take it very seriously. It's quite obvious I have a lot of respect for the FA Cup. My little window of doing well in it many, many moons ago meant a lot to me at that time, to me as an individual, to my career, the team and the town at that time. You know, little place like Chesterfield has an amazing occasion. So, you know, I've got my own part of, a very small part of the history of it. So I certainly respect it. But the league is the bigger picture. And I think, I don't want to speak on behalf of Luton, but I think for both clubs, I think that is the bigger picture. And currently, circumstances, 10 points, a commission, all the rest of it, that will play its part, or may do at some point. But beyond all that, the focus is still on this next game, you know, and I'll be making that absolutely clear to the players that I have done today and I will be doing tomorrow.
Thank you. Thanks, Julia. We'll
just check with Andre, he said a recurrence of his calf.
Sure. Sorry, say that again.
Is Andre recurrence of his calf he has early in the season?
No, it's a different one. Different kind of injury, but in his calf, yes.
Right. Update on Dele, has his injury settled down?
It's unfortunately, he has required surgery. It was a bit of a debate on whether to or not, which is why it took some time. So now he'll be, basically recovering from that. And there's no time scale at this time because obviously he's had a lot on and we're just waiting for it to develop. And the early signs are good at this time.
Have you spoke to Tottenham at all about the injury?
No, not at the moment. They're aware, obviously.
Okay. Ben Godfrey, obviously been linked to quite a few clubs. Is there any news that you can shed a light on his future?
No, Ben's going along very well. His professional attitude is outstanding here. He's well thought of in the group. Hasn't had as much game time. He's frustrated by that, quite obviously. But not in a sense of any, I must make clear, not frustrated with me and the situation. He's frustrated to not play. But he's a fantastic pro and he continues pushing himself and the group. And that's what kind of guy he is.
Just ask about Andrew Townsend as well. Luton obviously has a bad injury and you were here to play under last season. Doing well at Luton now. Did you think maybe to get him back and have a look at him on trial like he went to Burnley and Luton?
I'm really pleased for Andros. You know, he went through a lot. Had a good relationship with him. We tried to share that kind of mutual respect for his injury and his situation. I'd like to think he felt there was that. And it was one of them situations, you know, coming out of contract at that time. I think I made it clear recently that there were certain situations we didn't always want to change, but finances, the way we had to check on the finances, bring it down, lower the club's responsibility financially, all of them things that I spoke about just last week. And he was part of that. But he's a very good pro, I know that. He's a very good player. I've known him for many years, from a young player coming to where he is. And he was actually, I thought he was excellent around the group, just because he wasn't quite fit, but he was getting out there on the grass and he was getting closer and closer. His attitude towards us, towards the club and everything was absolutely spot on. And I'm pleased for him. I'm pleased he's got another chance and going well.
And with Decore and Andre Gomes out, does Beto maybe come into your thinking playing up front?
We'll look at the options. We've changed the shape a number of times in consideration of injuries. We'll have to do that again. But we've looked at the team today and obviously it'll be in-house, but we've looked at different ways of operating today. We'll look further tomorrow. And then put a team out there, like I said, with a clear focus of winning. Thank you.
Thanks, Will. We'll go to Phil at the Press Association.
So I was just going to check. You mentioned the surgery for Dele there. Did you just say what type of surgery it was?
Or? Yeah, I need to groin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Any further questions in the open section before we move on?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
You turn them lights off, Hans. Thanks, mate. There you go.
Yeah, the